I got a question for everybody. How many of you love Jesus? For those of you who are at Spruce Lake Winter Retreat and you heard one of my poems, after that, I went home and I decided I was going to sit down. I was going to write a poem that was far better than anything I ever wrote before. And it was all to 100% glorify my Savior. And here it is. Hope you like it. It's called My Conversation with Jesus. I heard you knocking on the door to my heart, and I opened it unto you. You stretched forth your hand, and I regarded it. But woe to those who hadn't opened the door to you, for in the judgment day you will say, I never knew you. What torment, what anguish, what eternal pain, to be forever set apart from thee for what gain? Foolishly I fell to many deceptions, reluctant to accept the truth and make my confessions. Therefore, undergoing spiritual digression, help me to overcome these classic misconceptions. Behold, I stand at the door and knock, but I won't wait forever, because on ticks the clock. If you open it unto me, I will come in and sup with thee, and you with me, and we'll dwell together forever, happy and free. Thence I admit, Lord, there is no peace inside of me, and I am convinced, Lord, there is no peace outside of thee. Hence the door is open to find your outstretched hand, so willing and eager to take me to the promised land. Be thou my father, my shepherd, be also my best friend. Help me to understand things most can't comprehend. One sentence to describe what God is revealing. Oh, what an incredible feeling. In fact, Lord, my spirit is glowing. Indeed, Lord Jesus, my cup is overflowing. My child, because you regarded, may you never be forsook. Your name is forever written in the book, that I may know you. Now regard all I have to show you. I endured through the scorn, a crown full of thorns, being marred beyond recognition and all my clothes torn. I did it all so you could be reborn. I was kissed with that evil kiss. A spike drove through my feet and a nail through each wrist. I endured this all according to my Father's every wish, to show you the greatest love to ever exist. Because you were not ashamed and you opened the door, I will not be ashamed to dwell in you forevermore. Because of that work, Lord, may I never fall, but forever rejoice, for that love has conquered all. Henceforth, Lord Jesus, I will be a witness to you, an ambassador of the truth that so brilliantly shines through you. Whether it be spreading your word or awaiting my future wife, I want you to be the focal point of my life. May we not be deceived, for I firmly believe, on that hour we are received and walk the streets of gold, we will be so bold to say truly the half had not been told. Awaiting that day to be in silent awe of thee, then and only then will we truly be free. I'm sure every Christian would agree to say truly what a day that will be. Waiting patiently for the day to be in that place, beholding your glory because of your grace, as you forever dry the tears of joy streaming down my face. And we all will sing of that great work that overcame the thrall, by declaring, indeed, Lord Jesus, your love has conquered all.